staring at him as he strode to the front of the room. Radiating fury, Stoner leveled a finger at the Archbishop and said, "You tried to murder me." Looking toward the rear of the room, where the pale, shaken technicians were filing in, he continued, "You were willing to sacrifice them to murder me, but it didn't work. The only one you killed was a young man who had nothing to do with your schemes."
"Raoul!"
blurted Angelique. "He's dead," Stoner said. "But I'm still here." Turning to the President of the United States and his scar-jawed Chief of Staff, Stoner announced, "The missiles you fired have all been destroyed. Your scheme has failed completely." General Bakhtiar found his voice.
"Missiles? You launched missiles? At China?"
Ling Po demanded. The President whimpered,
"We thought... the explosion..."
"He's lying," said Stoner. "The nuclear warhead that was supposed to be dismantled was actually triggered in order to kill me, and it was to serve as an excuse to destroy your nuclear facilities." Ling Po shot to his feet, his face ashen with anger.
"You attacked China?"
Bakhtiar rose too, fists clenched. "No one attacked anyone," Stoner said. "The missiles have all been shot down."
"By whom?"
"By me." Stoner swept the room with his eyes. The politicians were confused, shocked, unable to believe what they were being told. Planting his fists on his hips, Stoner said, "I tried to help you. I wanted to allow you to solve your problems by yourselves. But I see that I was being naive. I was allowing my own hopes to override your stupid fears and ambitions."
"What do you mean?" asked the President.
"If you can't learn to live peacefully by yourselves, then you're going to live peacefully under my protection. I didn't ask for this responsibility. I don't want it, but I can see that there's no way for me to avoid it."
"You can't!"
"You have no concept of what I can do," Stoner said darkly. Pointing to the shaken technicians milling nervously at the back of the room, he added, "Ask your technicians what I can do. Ask them how they survived in the heart of that nuclear blast." The room fell silent. Stoner beckoned to Janagar, gestured for him to come up and stand beside him. This man was willing to give his life so that his wife and children could survive. Pointing to Archbishop Overmyer, "And this man was willing to allow him to kill himself so that he could murder me and your technicians who were lured into witnessing what was supposed to be the dismantling of a nuclear weapon." The Archbishop struggled to his feet, perspiring like a snowman in the desert sun.
It was for the good... I would never allow..."
He gasped, then thunked back down into his chair, mouth gaping open, eyes blinking uncontrollably. Turning back to the assembled politicians, Stoner said more mildly, "I have a lot more to tell you. I'll do it tomorrow, at the closing session of the conference on Tahiti, where your scientists will be in attendance. I'll tell you everything you need to know then." Chapter 6 Stoner chose to fly back to Tahiti with Sister Angelique. He sat beside her in the plush passenger compartment of the clipper ship. Archbishop Overmyer, his face gray and sweaty, sat in the row behind them, together with a half-dozen various aides, all male. "It was your idea, wasn't it?"
"My idea?"
Angelique echoed. "The bomb. You meant to murder me."
"The Archbishop, he approved the plan,
but it was you who originated it. You killed Raoul." Her eyes fluttered away from his.
I warned him. I tried to make him stay inside the bunker."
"You wanted to get rid of me. You're guilty of attempted murder. 8 counts, including the technicians and that poor Janagar fellow. And the actual murder of Raoul Tavalera."
"That was an accident," she cried.
"Do you believe in hell?" Angelique twisted in her chair and asked the Archbishop,
"They won't prosecute me, will they?"
Wiping his perspiring brow with a lily-white handkerchief, Overmyer muttered,
"That's out of my hands, my child. It's a matter for the civil authorities."
"But I only..."
"You only wanted to get rid of a threat to your ambitions," Stoner said, his voice low, accusing. "You had the technology from the stars at your fingertips, and all you could think to do was to commit murder.
It wasn't that, Angelique pleaded.
Of course not. You only wanted to protect the new morality against the threat of something new. Tears brimmed in Angelique's eyes.
Yes. Yes, I did. I'm guilty. Guilty.
Stoner heard Joe's scornful voice in his mind. When everything else fails, try crying. What you didn't understand is that I'm not a physical body that can be killed.
But you're here. I can touch you.
What your senses show you is an advanced form of virtual reality. I'm an illusion, Angelique, a projection. 1,000 nuclear blasts couldn't harm me because I'm not physically here. I'm more than 1,000 kilometers away from here. She blinked, trying to absorb what he was telling her. Behind them, the Archbishop lifted his chins a notch and said,
If she is to be charged with a crime, then I should be too. I approve the plan. I'm just as guilty as she is.
Stoner turned toward Overmeyer, a grim smile on his bearded face. You're pretty crafty, aren't you? You know damned well that no jury would convict you. No prosecutor in the United States would dare to file charges against you.
Perhaps not, said the Archbishop. But I will stand beside my misguided assistant nevertheless.
Still smiling, Stoner said, I hope you really do believe in God. I hope your God deals with you justly. You belong in hell, you pompous, self-deceiving hypocrite. Overmeyer's eyes flew wide.
You can't speak to me like that!
The truth hurts, doesn't it? But don't get upset. It'll aggravate your condition.
My condition? What condition?
You're dying. Killing yourself, actually. You don't have long to go. The Archbishop started to answer, but his words caught in his throat. Panting, perspiring, he finally choked out,
How do you know?
It doesn't take a genius.
How long do I have?
Stoner shook his head. Be prepared to meet your God, if he's willing to meet with you. Overmeyer clutched at his chest and groaned.
That was cruel, Angelique said.
So is murder, Stoner replied. So is starting a nuclear war. So is ambition that stops at nothing. He looked hard at her, and Angelique found that she could not turn away from his gaze. For many long moments, she stared into his gray, angry eyes, feeling her body burning with shame and guilt, her mind tumbling a wild tornado of thoughts, fears, yearnings, remorse.
What's to become of me? She whispered. What's to become of me?
4 clipper ships rocketed across the broad Pacific that evening. Stoner sensed the other 3, bearing the President of the United States and his aides, China's chairman Ling Po with his inner staff, and the head of Greater Iran's Revolutionary Guard, General Bakhtiar, and his closest advisers. A task force of the Chinese Navy was steaming toward Tahiti, Stoner realized, and several squadrons of Iranian military jets carrying a full battalion of airborne troops. The U.S. Navy already had a carrier task group patrolling off the island.
All the makings for a confrontation, Joe warned him. A confrontation that could trigger a war.
It won't, Stoner assured her. We won't let it come to that. He sensed Joe's ironic laughter.
I wish I had your confidence.
The children, he asked silently. Are Kathy and Rick all right?
Yes, Joe replied. Although I don't know if you're going to like what they're doing.
What? What are they doing? Joe hesitated a heartbeat, then replied,
Your daughter is solving the population problem, and your son is wiping out the narcotics cartel.
On their own? Without talking it over with us? Then Stoner realized that Joe knew exactly what the kids were doing and allowed them to go ahead. Stoner sighed unhappily. I wanted to avoid this. I didn't want to have to take charge. I wanted them to solve their own problems. Joe's reply rang in his mind.
Darling, you've told us more than once that we're part of them. We're all part of the human race. We're all Earthlings. What happens to them happens to us as well. Rick and Kathy understood that better than you and I did. We've got to accept the responsibility. There's no alternative.
He knew she was right. I suppose I was too rough on Angelique, Stoner mused.
She deserves whatever she gets, Joe snapped.